Okay, the Rav told me that he's the Shir is holding in the Chesichut, Simcha Beis. So I figured I would speak a little bit about Simcha Beis. I'll start from the beginning, and next week you'll get to compare notes, Ms. Tama. We'll see what. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Osir L'Siachidim Erva Meharayas. You're not allowed to be Mesiachid im Erva Meharayas, with any Erva. Bein Zakeno Bein Yolada. Be it an elderly woman or a young woman. Shadavar Zagayram Legalis Erva, because Yichud causes Gilei Arayas. Yichud is something that brings to Gilei Arayas. Chutz Me'o Eimim Bena. And the exceptions to this rule is a mother with a son, Ha'avim Bitay, a father with a daughter, Ha'abal Mishtay Nida, and a husband with his wife who's a Nida. Now the Shulchan Aruch, with respect to Ba'al Mishtay Nida, the Shulchan Aruch mentions a caveat, an exception, and that is Chasan Shepirsa Ishtay Nida, a chasan whose wife, his kala, became a nida kaidim sheyivol, before he can have relations with her for the first time, is asr lehisyached ima. It's asr for him to be misyached with her, even though she's his wife. Elohi yashena bein hanashim v'hu yashin bein ha'anashim. She sleeps amongst women. He has to sleep separately amongst men. But if he had relations with her once, then it's mutter l'hisyached ima, then it's mutter for him to be misyach with him. And here the Ramah adds, ein yeredeyas mikuf tzarek beis. So to sum up, Sif Aleph is an iser yichud with arayas. It doesn't make a difference if this woman is young or old. Mechaber, interestingly, gives a reason. Shadavar zeh gairam legalei serva. What does Mechaber have to give a hesber for? Hard to understand. We need to give an explanation for halacha. Shvetzim pashtein.
Which part is he giving the etzah?
Shadavar zeh sounds like yichud. Is gerem legalei serva. What does Mechaber have to explain? The motivation, the reason for an iser? So maybe we'll get back to this. And then the Mechaber says there are exceptions. What are the exceptions? A mother with a son, a father with a daughter, and a husband with a wife who's a nida, which means even though a nida is chai v'krisas, right? Nida essentially is arayas. Nida is an iser erva. Nonetheless, there's an iser yichud unless you have this chassan who's newly married and has never been with his wife. That's Sif Aleph. We'll see Sif Beis and then we'll go back and we'll tackle each prat. Kishira Maisa Amnon v'Tamar. When the story of Amnon and Tamar took place, Amnon, as we know from Navi, had a desire to marry Tamar. He feigned illness. Tamar was Meshameshim. She helped him out. And what happened was is that he grabbed her and he tried to be Ma'anes her. So when that happened, Gazar David ubeis dina yal yichud pnuya. David and his bezdin was geyser on the yichud of any pnuya. Afal pisha ina erva. Even though she's not an erva, bichlal yichud arayasi. They included it in the isra of yichud arayas. So that's a new gzeira. So in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber doesn't tell us where the isra of yichud comes from. He just makes a blanket statement that it's asr. Yichud is asr. Mechaber doesn't explain where it comes from. Sif Beis already, the Mechaber is explaining to us the anatomy of this ban of yichud on a pnuya, which clearly wasn't asr in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is on an arayas, an erva. So Beis is the Isser of a Yichud with a regular girl who's not an Erva, she's not related to you at all. And the Mechaber says that was included in the Gzer as well. Now, but we learned in Sif Aleph that a Nida, a Bala Mishtay Nida is also, that's from the Isser of Yichud of Arayas. So this means that in Sif Beis we're talking about a Pnuya who's not a Nida. A Pnuya who's a Nida, an unmarried girl, an unmarried woman who's not an Erva but she's a Nida. So that's included in the regular Isser Yichud with Anida. So back in the day, when they used to have tyrus, even pnuyos had to become tyrus. Right? Back in the times when they had tyrus, so it was negeya, you could have a pnuya tahira. Nowadays, there's no such thing. There's a Rivash in a tshuva who speaks about making mikvahs for basulais, that people shouldn't be nichshol in a sinida. We pask him, we don't make mikvahs for basulais. Beis Yosef brings it down in the beginning of Hilchas Nida. So now, from the age that a girl is able to see, or from the age that we assume that a girl has gotten her period, she already has a din of a nida. So then that's not the gezeira, that's not an iser sif beis, that's sif aleph. And we'll see if there are distinctions between the two. And the Chaver continues, v'shamay v'hilul gazru al yichud kutis. Shamay and Hillel made a gezeira on the yichud of a kutis, and a kutis is a gaita, which means that again, in sif aleph, there was no iser yichud on a gaita. Abayal Aramis Kanalim Pagan Bay. Is a Gaita an Isser Erva? It's not Isser Erva. But a Gaita could be Nichol and Lamashal in the din of Gili Arayas. Yehorek Bal Yavar. Is a Yehorek Bal Yavar not to be Mizana with a Gaita? It's Machalikas Rishainim about it. Some Rishainim say, Abayal Aramis Kanalim Pagan Bay, it's Mechayvi Mises. And the Rishonim say, no, it's not a chi of Misa, it's not a psak bezdin, it's a hanhogaza. The Shach in Yeridaya, if I'm not mistaken, it's Kufnan Zayin, he sides with the Shitas that hold that we machmir on, we neman that afilo agaita has a din of a chai of Misa, and nonetheless, it's still not an erva lagabi the din of Yichud. It's a special gzeira. Shama behil gozal Yichud kutis. And the reason is, it's mavur in the Sugis and Avay Dezara. This is Gzeira al Tavay Dezara, nothing to do with Iznus per se, but it's nonetheless an Isser Yichud. Nimsa. Now the Mechaber sums it up. Kala Mesiachadim Isha Sha'asu L'Siachad Ima. Anyone who is Mesiachad, goes into seclusion with a woman who is Asr to be secluded with her, Ben Yisraelis, Ben Kutis, Makin Es Shineyem Makas Mardis La'ish Va'isha Machrizin Alei. Mechaber says, we give them both Malkus, the man, the woman, and when Machr is on them. We'll see now what this all means. Chutz Meishas Ish, I'm skipping the Ramah for a moment. Chutz Meishas Ish, besides Reishas Ish, Afa Pishas L'Siachad Ima, even though there is an Issa Yichud with an Issa Zish, she's an Erva, Issa Yichud, Ein Loikin, Im Nisiachad Ein Loikin, if they were over on Yichud, we don't give Malkus, Shaloi Lohitzi Laz Aleha Shazinsa, because that will cause rumors to spread about her that she was Mizana. And it will cause laz on her children that they're mamzerim. So we have Sif Aleph, we have Sif Beis. Sif Aleph again is a Isser Yichud with Erva Me'arayas. The exceptions are mother with a son, father with a daughter, husband with a wife. Sif Beis is a Gezeira of Pnuya and a Gezeira of a Gaita. That's Sif Beis.
So again, a girl
who's a pnuya, if she's tahira, if she's not a nida, you maybe not even over on Lysia Kadesh. Being too machmer, yuchedes liznus is leisiyah kadesh. That's why they weren't included in the original iser yichud. It's gzeirim derabanan. New gzeirim derabanan because of the ma'is v'amnim b'tam. Right. But now they're all cheskas nida over a certain age. So now yuchayim misa. It's not just leisiyah kadesh. It's karis. Now the question is, the Isra Yichud of Sif Aleph, is it the Raisa or the Rabban?
It's a Rabban. It's a Rabban. It's
a Makas Mardis. So you're saying that's a Raisa Rabban. So I could tell you maybe not. Maybe it's also Menat Torah. But it's not a Lav. It's not a Loisase. There's no Loisase for it.
No. It may not be a Maisa.
I don't hear. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
Well, if you go there and you stay there, that could have a shem meisa. The Mishnah Mel says Mishnah Mel brings a raya from a taisin nazir. There's an isser of shehiya of a beis hakfaris for a kain, for example. A kain entered a beis hakfaris, and let's say he entered in a way that he wasn't mekabel tumah. Entered in a sheet of table migdal, for example, and then that was removed from underneath him, and now he's sitting in a beis hakfaris betuma. You're shy of a beis hakfaris. In Taisim before you got malchus for it. The Gemara's before it's a lav sheish b'malchus. It's not a lav shein like an olav. So Taisus is masbir. There's a mishnah mel pshat in a Taisus nazir that the ma'isa that you do from the beginning to go somewhere, even if that ma'isa is not the iser, but if the ma'isa ends with the shi'ya shalissa, that could have shem ma'isa. So I don't know if that would be a raya. But nonetheless, yichud of arayas is not a lois essay. There's no iser lav. So if there's no iser lav, there's no iser lois essay. So that would be the explanation why it could be it's a deraisa, and yet you only get malchus mardus. Right? You wouldn't get malchus mardus for something that's for something, even if it's a deraisa in loikin, you don't get malchus for an essay. The point is, it's not a lois essay. Not a lois essay. If it's not a lois essay, you wouldn't get malchus. I'm sorry. It's malchus. It's malchus. If minatayri, you're not supposed to get malchus, and the chachamim instituted a malchus, that's malchus merdus. That's the malchus is the rabbanim. Could be the iser is the raisa though. What is the iser? It's negeis fakus. If you have a suffix in hilchas yichud, you have a suffix. Savig the Reis L'chumra, Savig the Rabban L'Hakul. It's very negayah.
What is the Reis?
So the Gemara says that we learn it from a pasuk. Gemara Kedusha. The Gemara says, maybe I have it here. The Gemara says, Ki sista chicha ben imecha, v'chi ben eim meisis ben av eim meisis. Elo zak the Gemara, Ben is Matsi Eitzel Imai. The pasuk is teaching you a special heter that a Ben could be by his mother. Vice dais, we learn from here that other arayas can't be in seclusion with a mother. Can't be in seclusion with a woman who's an Arab. Remez li yichud min atayra min ayin. Lashon HaGemara and Kedusha. So Remez sounds like a nice chumash here.
Also the fact that he gives a
top. Oh, so that's the heart. That's the heart. That's the question. If Yichud was Minat Torah, why is Mechaber giving reasons for it? If Yichud is Midrabanon, it makes a lot of sense. On Drabanons, we give a time for the Gzeira. But if Yichud is Minat Torah, what are we giving time for? Who gives time for their Isis? You don't ask for time on a Deraisa. The Rambam, in Perach of Beis Mehilchos Yisurei Biyah, Rambam says the Isser Yichud is Midivrei Kabbalah. Doesn't help us much because many of the Achrayim will say the Rambam's Midivrei Kabbalah means Minat Torah. And some will say Midivrei Kabbalah means a Drasha. It's unclear. Now, Lamaisa, it's a Mefurish Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Pashtus HaGemara Al Kapanim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says the Chachamim were Geizer on Yichud. Frak the Gemara, Geizer on Yichud? Yichud Deraisahu. And the Gemara brings the Drasha of the Gemara in Kedushin. Remez liyichud min atayra min ayin. So from that Gemara it would seem clear that yichud is a iser min atayra. And in fact, this is the shita of most rishayim, rav rishayim, and even some of the achrayim learn in the Rambam. Could be the nice kelim on the Rambam. They learn that even the Rambam holds that yichud of an erva is min atayra. So Ibazai, why does the Rambam have to say? Why does the mechaber say shadavar ze goyrim legalos erva? Why does the Mechaber say that for? Yeah.
Which
Yichud did
the Torah
ask? Yichud, that's what brings the... Shedover ze'osu l'siachrim erv ma'arayis b'nitzkenim. Shedover ze'gerim l'galis erv. So b'nitzkenim ben yiladah. So what you're saying is that the Mechaber is coming to explain why is it also to be m'siachrim with z'kenim or yiladah? Why do you need explanations? The Raisa. Fight of the Raisa. Anything you're going to say, the bottom line is the Raisa, right? So I'm not sure why the Mechaber has to give a biur. Why does Mechaber have to give an explanation for it? The Gaina on Shadavar Zagarim Legalis ever writes Kedushin the Sanhedrin Shom. Not sure what the Gaina means. The Gemara in Kedushin for sure doesn't say it under the Raisviki Yichud. It's clear in the Gemara that's the Tam, and the Vorv in the Sugya. But I'm not sure why the Mechaber had to give a reason. The only thing I can think of is that maybe the Mechaber is being Magdir Sai the Isser and Sai the exception to the rule. Meaning Shadavar Zagarim Legal HaSarver is not so much a Tam for the Isser as it is a context for the Isser by means of which we can understand the exclusion that is given right afterwards, which is the next words, Chutz Me'al Eimim B'Noavah Avim Bitoi. Which means it's a hagdora for the Isser of the Torah. The Torah answered a yichud that's a goyrim legalis erv. It's not a nesinas tam, it's a hagdora, it's being magdir.
Someone incapable of being.
Huh?
Someone is incapable of.
So we'll get to that momentarily. But I want to give you a slightly different case, okay? Very negeya. Are you allowed to be mesiachid with your sister? Let me say with your sister. Mechaber says, "Chutz me'ayim and bina va'avim bita." What about a sister? Anybody think about that? Let her be at home alone with your sister.
Seems that you are.
You are. You sure? Let's take a look. Let's take a look at a chalkas mechaykik. Chutz me'ayim and bina va'avim bita. Kvar kasafti b'simin shalof neizu b'sivkot tes. To be gemara kedushin amir of asi. Dim elu hitiru afilu dira bekvius. Bim achaisa hitiru yichud arai. Rabasi in the Gemara Kedushin, and that peal from the days, says a chiddush. Even though the Mishnah is mashma, that the only heter yichud is a eimim bino, va avim bitoi. Dr. Vasi, the Mishnah means that with those people, it's mutter lehisyached vilader bikvius. But with achoisai, you can't be dar bikvius, but you're allowed to be mesiached. Now the Gemara brings a pack of amiroim who are chaylik and rabasi, Shmuel, and the pashtus of Habaya, and a bunch of other amiroim over there in the Gemara pe'alef and beis are mehuah. They were machmir. They were machmir. Some were machmir even in bitaygar. Some are machmir. The cuss of a rush. So the rush wants to know, who do we pass him like? Do we pass him like Rabasi, or do we pass him like Shmuel, who learns the Mishnah straight, that no, only a Eimid Minah, and only that's mutter. The Mishnah, the Mishnah speaks out a parent, not a sibling. Cuss of a rush, the halacha ke Rabasi, umikom akayim ha-machmir tava elo bracha, hertam ha-isa. He brings b'shem the rosh, it should be machmir. Machmir tov le bracha. I don't know what together is exactly. I'll say it like this. If you machmir not to eat outside the sukkah, it's machmir tov le bracha. It should be machmir not to be mesiachah with your sister. Look at the Beis Shmuel. Sivkot.
Huh? Yeah, but it's
chav
l'cherim, so
then you want
to...
Why is chav... Where? You're saying it should be machmir on her chayish
bit?
Don't be chav l'cherim. You don't want to be mesiachah with her. You leave the house and let her stay there. Not chav l'cherim. She'll be happier if you leave. Let's look at the Beis Shmuel. Yeah, let me send the Beis Shmuel. Asel is yachid. B'shas nomad mikrok yisis chachicha ben imecha. V'chi ben em mesis loy ben av. El remez ben mesiachad em imoi. V'toysis perakam v'shabes kotsvu yichu mederaisa osir. V'chein kotsv atur. So this is the need that we mentioned before. The Rambam kosev isr yichud min hakabbalah deina el remez mitayra v'lochein in malkanos el makas maradis. Your deal says maybe the reason why you only makas maradis only midibri kabbalah. I don't know if he's learning from the Rambam. It's not midarayas b'chlal. But al kapanim v'balt is no loisa say in the tayra. It's only a remez. There's no makas maradis. Now u'b'chlal arayis nichol chay v'lavin chein kosev prisha, which is a chiddush chay v'lavin.
B'shas mevur Rav Asi Omer mutar l'siach l'machoitz l'fisho v'dorim ima b'kviyas. V'kosa v'rosh halacha k'Rav Asi. V'eini yoideya lama harambam v'atur hashmitoi. V'esher svira luhu afal gav d'alok k'Rav Asi b'mad d'poligon Shmuel. Even though the halacha is like Rav Asi with that which he's chalak on Shmuel, Shmuel says you can only be mesiachid. Rav Asi's matter dira. Avol masha oisav al mishnah less halachas l'kavasei. Shmuel was machmir even on a child. On that we pass like Rav Asi. But what he was moisav on the mishnah, we don't pass like in kumas nisim leitan al yichud amimai. The way Shmuel is mashma that he's learning the Rambam, the Tur, and the Mechaber. And it's also Siachem Achaisa. Pella. Ramesh Apella. So we have a Chalkas Machaikas that's Machmatar Lev Bracha. We have Vishmuel, who sounds like he's learning the Torah, the Ramam, and the Mechaber. The Yichem Achaisa is also. So why we make him? Sashtiko Pella. Why we make him? I don't know why we're Mekel B'chlal. The Minig Olam is to be Mekel. We never heard of a tzad to be Machmer Nachoisai. I don't know if anybody ever heard of a tzad to be Machmer Nachoisai. Dira B'kvias is something that many people aren't even aware of. Dira B'kvias. It's a lot of B'kvias Machoisai. When I came to New York, I found out about a brother and a sister who were living, a single boy and a single girl. Nebuch Yisaimim, whatever it was, they were in their 40s, they were living in an apartment. They were renting an apartment together. I told one of the people helping support them, I said, they're being like, I'm an Issa. Can I Issa their Issa, basically? You're a big fierce Macha Issa.
That's according to everybody.
That's the Chulul Kulayama, that's for sure. That's the less man the public. So, what's the Heter with Macha Issa? What is the Heter? What's Rabasi's Heter in Macha Issa? So Rashi in Kedushin says that the reason is because the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim were mevatel the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Darayis. So here we have a question. Again. Amamash Apella Rav Asi. In the Rabbanans, you could say reasons. In the Rabbanans, you can give motivations, you could explain, you can molded, and you can be magder, and you can say this is included in the gezerah, this is not included in the gezerah, and even there we find an enormous amount of light plugs. In Daraisis, we don't go with time of the Kra. We don't look at time of the Kra. Who cares if this Yetzer Hara or not? If Yichud Machayse was Aser, it's Aser. If Yichud Machayse wasn't Aser, it's not Aser. What was before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim? Before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim, we battled the Yetzer Hara
v'Arayis. It was misakened in a certain way. The Torah was misakened up to this point.
Where's the source for such a thing? Where does an Issa Menat Torah change? Where do we ever find such a thing? An Issa Daraisa changing? Before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim came around. That's Kaidah Matan Torah.
No, but everyone knew they kept them. They didn't think, people think it's drained.
You can't be the right Kaidah Matan Torah. Yaakov married two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. Try that in Yerushalayim today. Yeah? Not me, no, in Chutz La'aretz. It's Mamash Apella. Yichud HaMachayse before the Anshei Knesset HaGedolim came around was Issa Menat Torah. So very nice from about the Yetzer Hara Rais, but this was an Issa Menat Torah. It's an Issa Menat Torah. We don't go with time of the Kra. If Shimon Darish time of the Kra, we don't go with Darish time of the Kra. The bottom line is the Torah asked it. It's Aser. The answer is like this. What Rabbi Yossi is saying is true, but the answer is like this. The Mechaber is being magbir. What was the Isser Yichud of the Torah? It's not the Pshat, the Torah asked to be Mesiachet, and the Torah said, well, this is Mutter, well, this is Aser. The Torah didn't give specific instructions. The Torah said like this, Isser Yichud Hamevi Lidei Gilui Erva is Aser. It was a Hagdara of the Isser. That's what we remember before in the Lashon HaMechaber. The description of this Avera is Yichud Sheyachal Ligroim Arayis. That is the Hagdara of the Isser Min HaTorah. It's not a Tam. It's not a reason.
You don't see it. That's
why
I see it in the
Kro. And a Hanami. That's true. Where do we get this from?
Apparently.
Where did the Mechaber get it from? The Mechaber got it from Rabasi. We find it. Rabasi was Matar Achaisai. How could Rabasi be Matar Achaisai? Vaisnois, Rav Asi learned the gather of Yichud is Yichud Hudavar Yichud HaGayrim Olavoy Sheyachal Ligmer Mavol Degil Arayis. The moment there's Bechlal no Yetzer Hara, it's not the Peshat that Yitzhar Yichud changed, this or Yichud stayed the same.
Like a parent.
Huh? Like a parent. But it's not the Peshat that there was a list of people when the Yitzhar was given. This is the Chatz of the Yitzhar Yichud. So today, a sister is included in that. That's correct. And maybe that's the Hesber, maybe that makes the Mechaber a little better. Shadav is a Gairim, Legalis Erva, it's not a Tam. It's a Hagdara, it's being Magdir the Isser. This is a Hagdara of the Isser. Now this would help for a different shayla, or Moshe and Tshuva Klar is a shayla. So what's the halacha if you have Rachman al-Otzlan, a person who's paralyzed? A person who's paralyzed, he's ill, he's sick, and he's not yochel l'hiskashay's klal. He's not able to be born. Is there an issi yichud or not? So l'fum riyato, at first glance, it would seem it's a Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara over there brings a Maisa, the Gemara in Kedushin on that Peyal from the Beis, brings a Maisa, Reb Chiya Bar Ashi. The Gemara says that Reb Chiya Bar Ashi lost his koyach to be with his wife. So the Gemara says that he was still very Zohar and Yifu. And the Gemara brings a Maisa that his wife couldn't figure out why he was so Zohar and Yichud, and eventually she dressed herself up like a famous Zayna, and she hung around him, and eventually the Gemara says she was able to seduce him, and he mamish stem gestert, it bothered him, and he told his wife, and his wife said it was me. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says that he was Oisik Betshuva, Chishev, Lechol Basar Chazir, Ba'ol Basar Kosher, the Gemara says Hashem Yislach Lo, the Gemara says Mid Kapar anyway. What we see from the Gemara is that a Zakein, even if Erhalt, he holds that he's any Yachol is Kashis, there's always a Chash, who knows? But a chayla, it's impossible, it's medically impossible, it would take a miracle. Over there, it could be Yichud's mother. You would have a woman, a nurse, she's coming, you have a chayla in the house, right? A Yiddish nurse comes, she has to help him out, she has to take care of him. Yeah? Let's say, Rachman al-Slam lo'yaleinu is an alman, right? The kids can't be around, they tell, look, come at this time. It's a nurse who comes all the time to give him shots, whatever it is. Is there an issi yichud or not? If he's mamish, ainu yachov, medically it's impossible for, let's say, he can't move, or whatever the parameters may be. Rav Moshe says the svar to be matter. And again, here too, the question. It's beautiful, it's very nice, you have your time. But we don't go with time at the krav in the raises. The answer may be this yisai. There's a chuvin zeis ranam who says, by yichud the raisa, we don't go with the time. And even with a person's ainu yochel livel klal, it's awesome. The Moshe Mestama would learn the way we're saying that there's a hagdara to the Isser Yichud. Dovah is a yochel lovoi, yochel, dovah is a gurim legalis erva. Now I do want to point out that although we're being magdir, the gedder of Yichud is dovah is a gurim legalis erva, at the same time it's important to understand the context of the Isser Yichud, and that is as follows. There's a Ramban in Kedushin, in Daf Chavav Mabez, in the Chavav Chazayim. The Gemara in Kedushin is talking about a woman who's an Eishes Kohen, who was Nishbis Ben Agoyim. She was a Shvuya. Chazal made a Takana on a Shvuya that she's Asir L'Kohen, she's the Halacha, she has to be Yotz Mibayla. Shteit in Gemara, that if she claims
that they weren't Baaleha, although the Haz, she's Asr L'Baila, but with the requisite Shmira, the halacha is that we're matir for her to stay with her husband. As long as it's Shemir. And the Gemara describes that when she leaves the Chatzar, she has to leave first, and the Banim leave last. And when she enters the Chatzar, they have to enter first, and she enters after them. So this way, there's no point in time where she's ever left without a Shemir. The Ramban explains, and the Ramban says, what's the reason that the Shmira of Banim help? Ramban says, the reason is because nobody would ever be Boyal of Ne'achrini. Nobody would ever be Boyal. Nobody would ever, it's not normal for a person to have relations in front of somebody else. So there's a Gavaldik Kasha on the Ramban. This Kasha is asked, it's discussed. The question is, it's a Ramban, it's a Rajba, other Rishayim explain, the same Yisayid. Nobody's Baal Acherim Bifnei Acherim. The question is, we find in Yichud, you're going to see later in Mitzvah Hashem, that there's a concept of Ishtoi Misham Rasai. Ishtoi Misham Rasai. We say that if you're together with your wife, there's a halacha later, you can't, one man can't even be Misachah with two women. Here we're handling one man with one woman. That's the Isra Min HaTorah. One man with two women could be Asim Adar Bana. Ishtay misham rasai, shteit is mutter. Ishtay misham rasai. What about achoisay misham rasai? Does his sister help? It means no. Misham rasai just means that the presence discourages him from doing something.
He says two women
doesn't. Two women doesn't. So if you have one of them is a, one of them is your sister and one of them is a friend of Freud. Does that help? Ishtay misham rasa helps. What about achay? If achay does it help? Shulchan Aruch says only ishtay misham rasa. Shulchan Aruch states only ishtay. Gemara doesn't say achay. Gemara doesn't say. Correct. But that, there's no makar for achay misham rasa. So achay wouldn't help. So the question is, the Ramban is talking about a son, a daughter. All of a sudden, we're being matir, yichud, because of a svara, inadam balaf ne'acherim. If you have a svara, inadam balaf ne'acherim, sachayis misham rasa should also work. It's a question. And I think that the answer to this question is very simple. And this is important to understand from here too. I'm sorry? Excellent. But that's precisely the point. I think the explanation is like this. For the Deraisa Diki Yichud, and even for the Rabbanan Diki Yichud, we don't rely on Stama Svara in Adam Bal of Ne'acherim, Adam Baish Lovay of Ne'acherim. Why? Because Yichud is not the pshat that the Isra of Yichud is that every time they're secluded in a room, it's going to come with the Avera. The facts are not like that. Facts are not like that. It's not true. It's simply not true. The Issa Yichud is that in as much we would be murgul to seclude ourselves with women, what will happen is that it's goyrim legala serva. It leads to gilei arayis. So if a person will be able to seclude himself with plenty's wife at any given time, and it will be commonplace, they'd end up being mezana. That's what happens. They'd end up being mezana. It doesn't mean this specific time they'll be mezana. They'd end up being mezana. Right? So, if it's a chaysai, there's no kshash to end up being mezana ever. You don't even have the gayim legalis ever. There's no yitzhar hara. There's no build-up even of a yitzhar hara. There's nothing there. There's no gayim legalis ever. So, by a typical yichud, stama, benoy mishamrai, a chaysai mishamrasai, wouldn't necessarily help. Ishta misham rasai, that's something that is, it's a shmira meula. The Rishayim say, Isha miskanes biyerech chaverta. A wife can't be seivel, even a havamina that her husband will chalila cheat on her. And because of that, there's a aima that he has from his wife. Ishta misham rasai. The Ramban is not handling the regular Isser Yichud. Where does the Ramban say his svara? He says it by Shvuya.
Shvuya is a takana drabanon al sofik. Poshta sofik, chazal we machmer mi sofik. By shvuya zot Ramban, the Gemara was willing to be makel even with the shmira of a ben. Chazal were misakein to treat it like a vaday. Fun deswegen, there are many dinim in shvuya where we say lemais it's only misafik. It's only suffix, so we're making b'shvuya hikilu. Right? There's a term in the Gemara. B'kamadvarim, the Gemara says b'shvuya hikilu. Why? Because lemaisa applies a suffix. So in that matzah suffix, halter and bam, you could be samech on svaris. But stam yichud, we're not samech on svaris. Dov is a goyrim legali serva. Dov is a goyrim legali serva doesn't mean that they're gonna shebavadei boli degilei arayis. That's not what it means. There has to be a goyrim legali serva. The hakdor of the Isra is the goyrim legali serva. That's for sure. That's why Achaisa is mutter. That's what Rabasi said, Achaisa is mutter. And at the same time, it doesn't have to be that this specific matzav is going to be a matzav where they end up being mezana. That's not together. And that's why other shmiris would not necessarily help.
Isn't it something that a brother and sister shouldn't buy a house together?
As I mentioned before, a brother and sister are not allowed to live together. They said he says they shouldn't live in two apartments that are adjacent to each other. That's baila b'gir. That's a separate
one. That's a regular on a regular basis.
So again, first of all, that's not true. No, that's not true. Baila b'gir.
Someone works for you.
Baila b'gir says when it's libay gaspa is also.
Right.
Okay.
So baila b'gir is not a blanket heter at all.
What's the reason for the
3-day
change?
I'm sorry?
What changes with the
So, Darbe Kviyus, it would seem that when it's not a Yichud, when it's not a Derech Arai, when it's a Derech Kavua, so with there, there's a chash that even the small amount of the
it's a chesaron in how much they're paying in the Yitzhahara. It was a 30-day exemption that they gave.
I don't think it's a chesaron in how much they're paying in the Yitzhahara. I think it means that by a dira b'kvias, you don't need that much of a Yitzhahara. So this level of Yitzhahara that was left, it's not enough for a yichud. It's not a goyim legali serva. A yichud won't be a goyim legali serva, but a dira b'kvias will be. A dira b'kvias could be. Right? Now, the Shal is, what is the gather of Dir B'Kvias? The Lashon of the Gemara is, the Lashon of the Gemara with Rishayim is Leprakim, right? Leprakim. The Lashon of the Beishmul over here is Darim Ima B'Kvias. The Gemara says they were Matar Amachoisai L'Siachid Leprakim. What does it mean Leprakim? So there's a Tshuva in Imer Yosher. Imer Arik has a Tshuva Sefer. Imer Yosher, it's in Chelik Besim, Mem Gimel. He says, we find in Yerushalmi, in the end of Brachas, Yerushalmi is talking about the Brachas that we find, the Birchas Ariyah, you see certain things, you make certain Brachas. So Shtei Dartin, Alashon Leprakim, the Yerushalmi says, what's Leprakim? Shloishim Yom. Zokter Meir Arik, you could be Dar up to 30 days together. So Rav Moshe and Achuva is not happy with this. Rav Moshe is in Evan Ezra Chelik Dalit. I think it's Samach Dalit or Samach Em, not sure. Rav Moshe says, up to 30 days is Leprakim. If anything, Fakarek. Leprakim of the Gemara means that if you see it once every 30 days, that's not Begadah Leprakim. If you see something twice in 30 days, you see a Melech twice in 30 days, you see a Chais or a Chaim Kanievsky twice in 30 days, you don't make the Bracha Shechalot Masal Yerev because it's not Leprakim. Rashi says if the leprakim of the Gemara is the leprakim of Shloishim Yoyim, that would mean that if you're misyachid with your sister more than twice in 30 days, it should be awesome. Rashi is not happy with that gather. Rav Azner and Achuv and Chelikei and Simon Reish Aleph is also not sufficient with that gather. He's not happy with it. A clear gather is hard to say. Hard to say what the clear gather is. Adira B'Kviyas. I will say the Minig Ha'olam, if I'm not mistaken, is to use some sort of gedder of a 30-day window. The Olam here already heard the 30-day exemption, whatever that means, right, up to 30 days. I'm not sure how you miyashiv the kasha d'achrayim. I think the Minig Ha'olam is to be mekel til shloishim yayim. When I asked Rishmul what the gedder of Yichud and Dira Machaisa is. So Shmuel told me, he said, the Minig Olam is up to 30 days. But I asked him a very interesting question. He was Mekel on it. But it's still, it's an intriguing question. So the gather is, we're going to adopt your Mayor Arik Sagdora for a moment, okay? Up to 30 days, that's together Leprakim, Nesiachat Leprakim. 30 days and on is Shendir B'Kviz. So what's the halacha if I live with my sister B'Kviz, but most of the time it's not with Yichud? Most of the time there's other family members around. And then these family members go away for a week. So is the fact that we're always living in the same house, does that make it Dir B'Kviz? Or is that Leprakim? It's a Dira B'Yichud of Leprakim.
Family members can come
anytime. No, they go to Eretz Yisrael for a week. Is that Leprakim or is that B'Kviz? So Rishmol told me the gather is Dar Ima Leprakim means, or Yiv Mesiachin Ima Leprakim means, and you're not allowed to be Dar B'Kviz, you're not allowed to be Dar B'Yichud B'Kviz. It's a Dira B'Yichud. It's not Stam a Dira. It's an interesting Ha'ara. I wonder if there's a concept of that you're. What would be the halacha the other way, right? You're dar with a sister for 10 years, biyichud. You know you can't be dar bikrius like that. Yeah, exactly. Once a month you invite a family, right? For overnight. Does that break it up? That's shalai min
asecha. Let's say you leave for a day. For
right? Exactly. Very hard gather to give. Yeah, it's a very hard gather to give. I don't know the answer to it. I'm not sure what the answer is. That's the Rav next week. It's a good shaila. But the gedarim of Yichud Machaisai and Dar B'Kviyas seem to be difficult to nail down exactly. And Lamaisa, the Minig Olam is that we're makel entirely on Yichud Machaisai. That's a minig. I think it's begeder. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's begeder loy shamanu lahachmer. Even though you have a chelkas mechaykik, who says anach matavay lebracha, you have a Beis Shmuel who says lemaisa the mechaber was machmer. You have mechaber aleinu was machmer, and I don't know what the answer is. Why loy shamanu lahachmer?
Doesn't listen
to me. I'm sorry. Oh, so what about grandparents? If you look in, the Pischei Tshuva. The Tshuva brings in Sukkot and Beis Va'avim Bitoi Ayim Bebach Ois Aleph Shekosav Dekol Yoytzei Chalotzov Dinon Shoven Bas Bitoi Namishori Kemoi Bitoi Ad Kan L'Shoin. He brings B'Shem Bebach that grandchildren and great-grandchildren is Mutter. I'm skipping the parentheses. The Ayin B'Sefer Schor LaAvram Ayis Yud, which is Yichud, Erech Yichud, Hevi Gamkein Dibrei Abach Halolo. He brings the words of the Bach. Because of Oid, Ulechayra Nira, Tekol Zehu Davka L'Siachar Ima Lovada, Avol Im Yesham Isha Acheres, Afilu Ambita, Abbas Bita, Yesham is Asr. Tabibayz Noshem Asr L'Siachar L'Kulei Amin. That's what we said before. Shmira only helps by a wife. Not with a child. Now this is connected to Ramban, right? That's what we remember. The answer is Ramban's only going by Shvuya. Where do we apply Svaris by Shvuya where it's a Safik? Yichud, even if you're in a matzah where it's Ein Derech HaAdam Livel, even if you have Svaris, why, oh, they're for sure not going to be Mezanin this time, it doesn't make any difference. Right? Because Yichud is a macro Isser, it's not a micro Isser pertaining to this specific situation. Ukamai Kain, Avu Bita Elchum Baderech, a father and a daughter, the Yesh Yisrael Achari Mohem, is Aser. The Dafka Ba'ir Mahani Beis Anoshim V'loi Baderech. Mitam Shami Yitzdarech Echadon Kovic. Kanami Yeshra Shami Yitzdarech Av Tshar Bita B'Yichra Yisrael Achar. Mizeh Atam, Ha'isha Ha'ilechas Baderech U'bina Ima, Lo'itucha Leilechem Egloin Elam Ken Yesh Yisrael Achar Av Gimel Ma Egloin. It says when you're Baderech, you need a third person there. But even the nearer than chilik bein imhu im bina bein imhu bina yavio kadaim lo elam bein gimel the dafka bebal veisha amud mashamen zeh zevloi ba'acher. So he says, "Lahedya,
The only time we say Mishamra Asai is only if it's a wife. Then he adds, Vayisham Oy Chakasa B'Shem Chacham Echad. The Avi Neima Da Ben Mahani Lishmar Ima Da Hashem Mishem Da Ben Machpet Shlo Tizna Ima Mashen Ken Avin Bita Da Basen Ima Machpet Es Kolkach Niz Navi. He brings B'Shem Chacham Echad. Maybe the Shmira of a son helps more. Now this would already help that maybe they're
not. Father and a daughter is not. Like
father and a daughter is not so good.
Don't say to protect the daughter.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't say that either.
It's only a ben imai. A son is protective of the mother. Where's the makar in the Torah? No. Rabbi Yisai, makar in the Torah. Fazazach. Yosef batzad. Okay. Yosef went to Rachel. He protected Rachel from Yosef. Perhaps ashtikol asmuchim azah. Ashtikol asmuchim tazazah.
Huh? And
Yaakov,
and his demons,
you
see his father protecting
the door. I hear. Yeah, but I'll go upon him. This is the Pesachei Tshuva. So the Pesachei Tshuva is Mekel straight up for Einaklach, and we're Einaklach. What about an Ur or Einakol? He says, Kol Yetzich HaLotzav. I don't know. We know that in Tishkar Li, Ulnini, Ulnechti, Zakr Ashi, Adkan Rachmei Avlaben. How vite does it go to Gabi Dinim of Arayis? What's Alokh L'Gabi Arayis? I'm not sure. There comes a point where you don't have Arabic either, but you'd have neither. So I wonder how that goes. Can I know if Shmuel Moshe has or Einaklach? I think it could be it's or Einaklach at this point. Yeah, he doesn't even know who they are. You know, can I know? Right. After a while, you know, the Mizdach Frem dimension. So I'm not sure what you do in such a matter. I'm saying that is the shah, not an Ur-Einikul, must be an Ur-Einikul. That's right. What it would be. And Al Kopanim, this is Sefalif. The din of Chasin she pirsay shtei need the kaim shivel asul seach lemal he yishem bein anoshim yoshim bein anoshim. So there's machloikas over here. But the Ramah sends us to here. There kusadik beis. I'll quickly mention the machloikas. It's machloikas Raven and Rush. The Rabbit says that by a chosin and a kala, where it's a chupas nida, they both have to have an accompaniment, and they both need more than one. He needs two men with him, and she needs two women. Mamish chiddush. The Rabbit is mazber why? He says he's medayik from Lashon HaGemara, and the Rabbit is mazber. The reason is he says is because since he's married to her and he wasn't able to be bayil, so the Yetzer Hara is stronger. It's stronger than a typical one. I state them right. The Rush disagrees. I'm sorry? Yeah. The Rush disagrees. And the Rush says that it's oi, it's either or. U yashim in ha bein ha anoshim, hi yashena bein hanoshim. And dafka balayla. Balayla is like Baderech, Yechoshu, one of them will fall asleep, so you need two Shomer. Aval Bayayim, you only need one. The Ramah says that the practice today is, he says, the minig is that we take a katan and a ktana. We give him a katan and her a ktana, and that's how they sleep at night. And Bayayim, it's Masbek even one, as I state in Ramah. And that is the practice. And so this is more or less Sif Aleph. And okay, next week the Rav will learn in the Stama Sif Aleph again with Ilam, and you'll be able to hack him up and see where we're Chaylik Rabina. Okay, I got inside this.